A 26-foot U-Haul moving truck drove into a crowd of demonstrators advocating for the dismantling of Iran's current regime during a rally in Westwood on Sunday, January 11. Authorities said no serious injuries were reported. Police identified the driver as Kaler Madanesht, 48. He was taken into custody and booked on suspicion of reckless driving. He was charged with a misdemeanor and released on his own recognizance on Monday. His next court date is scheduled for February 2. Authorities allege Madanesht deliberately drove the truck into the protest area. Investigators said they do not view the incident as terrorism or politically driven, and said the driver does not have a known criminal record. The FBI was present and working alongside LAPD as investigators assess motive. The Sunday afternoon rally drew an estimated 3,000 people and included Persian Jews, Christians, Muslims, and atheists. The march moved south down Veteran Avenue toward Wilshire Boulevard, one block from the Wilshire Federal Building. The truck entered the crowd by turning left onto northbound Veteran Avenue from Ohio Avenue. The truck came to a stop at the corner as it was turning, with its hazard lights flashing. There was no police obstruction stationed at Ohio and Veteran. Messages visible on paper and fabric signs bolted to the truck included, "No Shah, No Regime, USA. Don't repeat 1953, and No Mullah." With the truck stopped at the corner, people shouted and pounded on the vehicle with their hands and flagpoles. Several of the signs attached to the truck were torn down by members of the crowd. After about 1 minute, someone smashed the passenger side window. A man climbed onto the hood and then the roof and tried to rip a yellow sign written in Farsi from the right side. Rally attendees approached the window and shouted at the driver, who appeared frustrated. Witnesses said some people believed the truck had stopped and did not expect it to move again. Others began shouting warnings as the vehicle advanced. As the crowd continued southbound, the truck, now northbound on Veteran Avenue, appeared slowed or stopped, then began revving its engine and moving forward into the street occupied by marchers. People shouted warnings and moved toward the west sidewalk as the truck accelerated through the crowd. About 2 minutes after the passenger side window was smashed, the truck drove forward in four short bursts, about 10 feet at a time, north on Veteran Avenue. The crowd screamed. Those bursts alerted people farther up the truck's path, who parted before the vehicle accelerated. Witnesses said some people stumbled or fell as others pulled children and older adults toward the sidewalk. The crowd included children, older adults, and people with disabilities. The truck was honking as it accelerated past a building at 1441 Veteran Avenue. At that location, a man in a dark red plaid shirt jumped onto the running board below the driver's side door and began pounding on the window with his left fist. He continued for 53 seconds as the truck traveled roughly 1,000 feet north past Westwolf Dog Park. A crowd of at least 50 people, mostly men, chased the vehicle. The truck came to a stop near the intersection of Veteran Avenue and Rochester Avenue, angled northeast. A 38-year-old man who fled Iran 2 years ago and asked that his name not be published said he was walking south on Veteran Avenue when he saw the truck approaching. "I saw a huge U-Haul truck coming towards us," the man told the Journal. "First, he was driving kind of slowly, but then he pushed the gas. We ran after him with the other people to stop him. I saw people grabbing the steering wheel." Video reviewed by the Journal did not conclusively show whether the truck stopped due to protesters encroaching on the cab. It remains unclear when the driver's side window was broken. After the truck stopped, people punched and prodded the driver with flagpoles that appeared to be made of PVC pipe. Bystanders partially removed the driver from the cab before police intervened to arrest him and form a barrier. At least two people appeared to shove LAPD officers during the arrest. "They took him out of the car," the man said. "They opened the door, but the seatbelt was still fastened." In the minutes after the stop, some witnesses believed marchers near Ohio Avenue had been struck or killed. Police initially reported that one person had been hit by the truck but did not report any injury. LAPD later said no one came forward reporting they had been struck by the vehicle. The Los Angeles Fire Department said two individuals were checked by responders at the scene and declined medical care. Authorities said no ambulances were requested or dispatched. There did not appear to be blood on the front of the truck. Blood observed by the journal was limited to the passenger side door near the shattered window, which appeared consistent with people cutting their hands on broken glass. There was no indication that anyone had been trapped beneath the vehicle. Police said the driver sustained injuries during the confrontation after the truck stopped. Afroz Demery, who came to the rally from Orange County, filmed the truck driving toward her and captured the moment it stopped and the crowd began attacking the driver. The video has been viewed nearly 1 million times on Instagram. Demery attended both the Los Angeles rally and a similar protest in Orange County days earlier. Orange County was very different than this one. It was much more chanting, there was music and it was very, very peaceful, Demery told the journal. She said she was standing in the middle of the street facing the truck as it approached. I was literally facing the truck, Demery said. She said she did not initially believe the driver would hit anyone. For some reason I wasn't scared, Demery said. I didn't even think that he was going to hit somebody. Demery said she observed police officers nearby and did not see them intervene while the driver was being beaten. They didn't do anything when the guy was being beaten up, Demery said. She said she left the immediate area after the violence escalated. When this guy grabbed the end of a pole and started stabbing him, that's when I got very emotional and I just thought, oh my God, they're going to kill this guy. I thought the driver died because of the way the flagpole was being stabbed in his chest. After police handcuffed the driver and led him away, members of the crowd continued trying to strike him. One man in a green hoodie hit the driver from behind with a flagpole as police escorted him toward a squad car on Rochester Avenue. Officers drew batons and warned people to stay back. The driver appeared cooperative while in custody. Blood was visible on the back of his head. Police placed him in a patrol vehicle as some in the crowd struck the police car before officers cleared the area. Broken glass littered the street and the step of the truck's cab. Small blood smudges remained on the passenger side door. The cargo area and cab appeared empty, with no visible weapons or materials. In the minutes after the driver was arrested, many witnesses ran south towards Ohio Avenue and Rochester Avenue thinking there would be dozens of severely injured people. Groups gathered in the street were often watching video footage or consoling one another. Reports included frightened children and possible minor injuries such as twisted ankles, but no serious injuries were identified. Witnesses said early claims circulated in the crowd before accounts and video were compared. Demery said she did not believe anyone had been run over based on what she observed. It never crossed my mind, Demery said. And I 100% thought that everyone is going to go to jail because they're beating up the driver, Demery said. Traffic control remained limited after the arrest. Nearly an hour later, northbound traffic on Veteran Avenue remained open at Ohio Avenue, with one civilian waving cars away. Police dispersed the crowd and secured the scene about 90 minutes later. The investigation remains ongoing.